He's a little banged, but he was available. He's just a little banged up, like I said.
Coach, after a game like this, do you feel disappointed in your team or good about your team?
I feel great about my team. I feel disappointed for the men in the locker room that we don't get to enjoy the fruits of a victory. There's no consolation in this league for playing hard and playing well enough to keep it close and have opportunities. So. I'm disappointed, you know, for all the men in that room and how hard they've worked. We will continue to attack these games and look for better results.
Carr's interception, was that Roberts or what was that problem in that pass you saw?
Well, from the vantage point that I saw, it was wide open, and I don't know if we missed him or if he didn't look for the ball. So, you know, the live view, the quick view I saw on the replays. I mean, it had a chance to be a catch and run, an explosive play, and a first down, and points for us. It turned into pick six going the other way.
Coach, looked like every time Winston made a tackle, that shoulder was really barking, but he stayed in there. He got a few picks, pretty heroic effort.
Unbelievable what he's doing. You know, just to be playing alone at 39 years old is incredible, but to be, you know, such a productive player, you know, making big plays in the game, you know, clearly he's banged up and he's fighting through the pain. His pain threshold's off the charts, so, you know, really proud of the effort that we're getting from our guys. As far as I know, he's fine. He's fine. I mean, he's had many great days, and, you know, today wasn't one of them.
Are games like this net plus for the Bellman Fires in your quarterback, or are they a step back, or are they just part of the timeline?
You know, I would say the latter, what you just said.
Coach, the 4th and 19 through the short pass to Reese, what have you guys seen, you know, to make you think that was. I
really don't have an answer for that. You know, plays that don't end up working, you end up having a question about.
Jack, I mean, your defensive effort, you know, throughout 4 quarters, you had a good goal line standing, but well on 3rd down, maybe didn't get into the end zone. Can you talk about how that made today?
Well, I mean, I thought we gave ourselves a chance in the football game. You know, we got off the field on 3rd down. You know, we've been really solid against the run. So, you know, some positives are always positives. You know, I don't like to sit up here and try and pick out positives on a day after a loss. You know, we take our lumps. I'm not happy about it. We're not happy about it. We expected to win the game. It didn't happen. They earned it. Give them the credit, and we'll move forward. I don't think we have any problem playing football and getting ourselves back in the battle. And I don't see any problem with that with this football team. I think we snap back, get on to the next play. If we need to pick each other up, we do it, and we get back to work.
Jack, considering what Denver's pass rush has done coming into this game, did you feel that you're aligned with
them well against this? I mean, I'd hate to give the cliche answer. I have to look at the tape, but when I look at the stats, I see 4 sacks. That's too many.
What do you think they did to keep Cooper from being able to get free?
I thought he was free a couple of times. You know, we had him on that late PI. We had him, you know, down the field for a big one. They chose to, you know, make a penalty there and give us that yardage via penalty versus a catch, but the effectiveness of of going to him and taking advantage of his abilities. You know, I thought we did a decent job of that, in particular early. You're talking about the third drive of the game? Yeah, I thought the first three drives of the game, I thought we moved the ball with purpose and moved it, you know, pretty well. You know, I think, you know, as you look through the rest of the ball game, you know, we end up missing two field goals on two turnovers, so we get 0 points. We have a fumble, an interception, and you know, if you're turning the football over, you're not giving yourself a chance to drive the ball. So, you can't. You know, we preach that, work hard at that, not having turnovers. They were able to generate a couple that take away your ability to move the ball.
You guys had the lead at halftime, stopped for three and out, first possession, third quarter.
Yeah. Definitely a big point in the game.
Jack, did your team do a much better job covering the tight end today, or did the opponent just kind of call things up?
Well, since we've been getting killed on that subject, I guess we'll just say that we finally got it right today, maybe.